This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is planning to provide Ukraine with cluster munitions to help it in the war with Russia, U.S. officials told Reuters on Thursday. Correspondent Almond Lee has more.
The move, if confirmed, would provide a powerful new element to Kiev's counteroffensive. But it has already drawn opposition from human rights groups who say the weapon kills indiscriminately. The White House said sending cluster munitions to Ukraine is, quote, under active consideration, but it had no announcement to make. President Joe Biden is due to attend a NATO summit in Lithuania next week, with a conflict likely to dominate discussions.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky won strong backing from the Czech Republic on Friday on a tour of several NATO states to drum up support for Kyiv's bid to join the military alliance. Days before the NATO summit, Zelensky in Prague, after visiting Bulgaria and before heading to Turkey, made a new call for long-range weapons from Kyiv's allies, including the United States, to help defeat Russian forces waging war on Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen met with China's premier in Beijing on Friday. Her visit comes as parts of efforts to revive U.S.-Chinese relations, which have hit their lowest level in decades due to disputes over technology, security, and other irritants.
It is my hope that this visit can spur more regular channels of communication between our two countries.
During their meeting, Yellen emphasizing the need for improved communication to lower tensions between the U.S. and China. Yellen follows U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who met China's premier last month. This is VOA News. A Kurdish-Iranian refugee is considering an appeal after unsuccessfully challenging his detention by Australia in hotel rooms for more than a year without access to sunshine and fresh air. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Mostafa Azim Itibar, a Kurdish-Iranian migrant, was released from detention in January 2021 and has challenged the legality of his incarceration in the Federal Court of Australia. His case was rejected Thursday by Justice Bernard Murphy, who ruled the practice of using hotels for detention was legal. The judge, however, was critical of the authorities' lack of care and humanity in detaining a person with serious psychiatric and psychological problems. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Deadly exchanges continue in the West Bank, leading to two Palestinian deaths. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Palestinians carry the bodies of the men killed towards a hospital, chanting God is great as guns fire into the air. The Israeli domestic security agency Shin Bet says the two men, who it claims were behind a shooting attack this week, were killed in a shootout in the heart of Nablus. The Palestinian health ministry adding the two men were shot by Israeli forces. Friday's deaths are part of a year-long spiral of violence that shows no sign of abating. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Muslims in Pakistan were holding rallies on Friday to observe a day of sanctity of Quran after the South Asian's Islamic Nation's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif issued a call for anti-Sweden protest over last week's burning of the Islamic holy book in Stockholm. The biggest anti-Sweden rallies were expected in the eastern city of Lahore and in Karachi, the largest city in the country. In the capital, Islamabad, lawyers holding copies of the Quran protested in front of the Supreme Court, while worshippers outside mosques held small rallies demanding the severing of diplomatic ties with Sweden. A fire at a retirement home in the early hours of Friday in Milan, Italy, killed six people, firefighters said, with some 80 other residents hospitalized suffering from smoke inhalation. The three-story building was reportedly housing 167 people when the fire started in the early morning hours. A local resident who can see the home from her house told reporters, "It was a hellish scene. We saw old people protecting their faces with wet rags," and she said that windows had been cracking with the heat. The cause of the blaze was not yet known, the fire brigade said. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.